Bro.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are today as well. Tough Saturday for you guys. 45-7 loss to William and Mary. A game that you had some opportunities there in the first half that you weren't able to cash in, and then kind of got into a fairly big hole there in the first half. Just give me your impressions on the game.
First off, hats off to William and Mary. They did a tremendous job. They had a good plan. We know they're a very talented team, well coached, got a good system that they operate very efficiently. But as you mentioned, we had our moments early. We got into a big deficit defensively by giving up a couple of explosive plays early. But we had our opportunities. We moved the ball down, got into the fringe, decided to go for it on fourth and one and didn't get it. That was a big momentum shift. We were able to move the ball down a couple of more times into the red zone in the first half, turn the ball over on a gadget play. And then right before the end of the first half, an opportunity to get points, and we take a sack in a situation where you can't. So a lot of growing pains, a lot of lessons to learn from.
I know one of the things that we talked about this a little bit last week, and it played out even more this week. You playing some younger guys that you're trying to take a look at and trying to build the foundation here for this program. Talk about what goes into that and how you felt like some of those guys did.
I felt like some of our younger players were able to come in and give us some meaningful play. Shamik is not a freshman, but he's true, sophomore, came in and played really, really well, ran with authority, caught the ball well out of the backfield. We got Braxton plenty of snaps in the second half to see kind of what he can give us. And so I'm encouraged with what I saw from several of those young guys. And then we say all the time, there's no waiver wire, so you have to play with who you have. And sometimes, inexperience shows up in the most inopportune time.
Talk about you mentioned Shamik, 20 carries, 132 yards, and a touchdown. Certainly a sort of a breakout game for him, a career high. As you mentioned, he broke off several big runs, ran hard. What did you like about his performance on Saturday?
We've always kind of felt like he's got the skill set to be a very effective player in this league, and given the opportunity on Saturday, he really demonstrated that he can be a workhorse back in this league. He ran with power, he had great vision, caught the ball well out of the backfield, and so really one of the few bright spots for us offensively was his play.
And then you mentioned made the quarterback change at halftime from Justin to Braxton Thomas. Not flashy numbers, 5 of 8, 28 yards, but how much does it benefit getting to see him under fire? A little different than being able to see him under practice conditions. And what did you like about what he did?
There's nothing like game reps to get, especially the quarterback position, the speed at which things occur during the course of the game, the multiplicity of coverages and fronts and adjustments that you have to be able to make. So we felt like it was very important going down the stretch here to get him an opportunity to get in the game, see what he can do athletically, see how well he handles those pressure situations. And although we didn't get a chance to push the ball down the field with him, I felt like he showed a lot of promise, and we're going to see more of him.
On the defensive side of the ball, obviously, William and Mary, as you touched on your opening comments, has a very veteran offense, and one of the top rushing teams in all of FCS. What makes them so challenging and difficult to stop? And Darius obviously was a handful as well.
The speed and athleticism that they have on the offensive side of the ball between Darius and Malachi Emo and Bronson Yoder, and they do a great job of making sure they get the ball into the hands of their playmakers. And if you look at their offensive production, it was Malachi and Darius that really set the tone for them. Hollis Mathis is another tremendous athlete who had a great day, has really evolved from what was a quarterback into a real threat as a receiver, and so they utilize their weapons to their advantage.
Who are some of the, I know there were some young guys that also took some snaps on the defensive side of the ball. Are there any guys that sort of caught your eye with their play on Saturday?
We got Christian Tyson, a true freshman in the game this Saturday, did some nice things, especially in the kicking game. Jonathan Campbell played a lot. He hadn't played much previously. Greg Featherstone had been kind of in the rotation, had missed a lot of time with injuries. And so, you're excited when you see the kids go out and give you everything that they have. And we kind of build everything around that. Look, just give us what you have and we'll build from there.
Do you still feel good about where you are when you see those young guys give you that kind of effort that despite a tough year and a game that wasn't going great, that they continue to play hard for you?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the more telling plays was very near the very end when Stephen Davis goes down and tries to, gives unbelievable effort to try to keep a punt from going in the end zone, at a point in the game where a lot of players might have just kind of shut it down. And he played like the game was still on the line. And I said, with that kind of effort, you can build on that and a lot of positive momentum going forward.
Certainly doesn't get any easier with your schedule this week as you guys head out on the road to face a Villanova team that's defending conference champ and ranked 13th nationally. As you've started to prepare for Villanova, what are some of the challenges they present for you?
They got a veteran quarterback in Connor Watkins. They got a good run game. Defensively, they give you a lot of different looks with their three down front. They bring pressure, a lot of drop eight, some quarters. They do a very good job. And Coach Ferrante is an excellent coach, so they're very well coached. They don't beat themselves. They're winning games. They're not scoring as much as they had last year, but they're still finding a way to win games. And we know it's going to be a very challenging environment to go in and play in.
I know several of our coaches, when they talk about facing that Villanova defense, which has been very successful, they talk about how unique that is, sort of a step that you don't see all the time.
They give you a lot of looks, from that three down, and they play with the three high safeties. They play a lot of what we call cover two man sometimes. So the multiplicity and coverages and pressures and the variations of the three down fronts present some challenges for us.
All right, Coach. Thanks as always for your time here this morning. Safe travels to Philadelphia and,